we cannot conclude without giving a fair hearing to the two parties. And each time we want to conclude this investigation, you'd either find that the Honorable Counsel representing Honorable Zake is not available. He's either sick or he has traveled outside.
Zake's probe. Lawyer Lukwago and Chinamatama request for more time. Hello and welcome to our daily podcast Around Uganda with me, Razia Athman. And this story is written by Nelson Mandela Mohozi. The cross-examination probe of embattled Mitiana Municipality Member of Parliament Francis Zake, which was set to be concluded this week, remains in balance as lawyer Lukwago requests for more time. The presiding chairperson of the Rules, Discipline and Privileges Committee, Charles Onen, has revealed that Zake's lawyer, who is the Lord Mayor for Kampala City, has requested for 1 month as he battles body illness at a hospital in Nairobi, Kenya.
Because he's for treatment in Nairobi, and will be back in the country, since the Britain will be back in the country, and after recovery, which things will take like a month.
Meanwhile, the Rakai woman MP, Juliet Chinamatama Subi of NRM, who is a key witness in the probe, has, according to Onen, informed the committee that she travelled on an emergency to the United Kingdom and that she will return next month on 6th.
We have also received a communication from the Honourable Chinamatama. She's out of the country. I have here the travel details. She'll be back in the country on the 6th next month.
According to the chairperson, the committee will hold an in-house meeting next week where they will decide when they will be able to recall the meeting. And Onen said that they cannot conclude the case without giving each party a fair hearing.
Because we were expecting that today we would conclude on the investigation and then write our report. Yes, on our part, we want to clear our table. Because this issue for sure has taken long. We want to clear our table and then, you know, we do other things. The committee is reviewing, reviewing the rules itself. So there are a number of rules within our rules of procedure which we want to look at, to review, and where there's need for amendment, we shall propose.
He will be either sick or he has travelled outside, and yet he is the only one that has indicated that he is going to represent Zake, and there's no other person, so we can't proceed. We have to give that benefit of natural justice, Onen notes. In addition, Onen said Parliament is here to stay and is remaining with close to 18 months. He said they believe that the matter will be concluded and that on their part, they have not failed.
We will conclude. On our part, we have not failed and we are not going to fail. The delay from the Honorable Zake, from Honorable Chinamatama, yes, it happens. Because now, Honorable Chinamatama has indicated that he has an emergency outside in UK and she has also notified us. You can even see the traveler arrangements.
Meanwhile, the committee will, after finalizing the investigation, make a report and recommendations, and the House will debate the report and decide Zake's fate.
Well, we are going to make proposals, recommendations, that this is what we have found out, and this is our recommendation as a committee. Then the House will debate this report, and then what? They will decide. The House will decide. We will propose to the House. We'll recommend to the House. The House will debate our report. After the debate, then the House will decide.
How did it start? Let's take a listen. Last year, Zake was suspended from plenary sittings over alleged indiscipline and was referred to the Rules Committee. On that fateful day, Zake purportedly hijacked the microphone without the discretion of the presiding officer in a bid to raise a procedural matter about rampant abductions of supporters by security agencies. Even after being guided otherwise, he remained glued to the floor, prompting Tayebwa to adjourn the house to restore normalcy. Following the suspension, the Rules Committee initiated an investigation into the case against MP Zake, in which he is alleged to have violated the House's procedural rules by disrespecting the Deputy Speaker, Thomas Tayebwa.
What we are doing, we are only inquiring. And we cannot make any recommendation. We cannot conclude without giving a fair hearing to the two parties. And each time we want to conclude this investigation, you'd either find that the Honorable Counsel representing Honorable Zake is not available. He's either sick or he has traveled outside. And he's the only one who has indicated that he's going to what? Represent Honorable Zake. And there's no another person. So we cannot proceed. We have to give him that benefit of.
And this is a story Nelson Mandela Mohozi is keeping his eyes on. And obviously, we'll have all the developments here on Vision Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Around Uganda. I'm Razia Athman. For more of our Vision Podcasts, you can always log on to www.newvision.co.tg/podcasts, or you can find them on the Vision Digital Experience app.